Now, I spent my summer holiday on the southern Australian coast down the Great Ocean Road in Victoria. It's lovely there. There's a big wide beach. It's perfect for long walks. And there's a big wide sea there too. But in truth, I have to say that it's actually often too cold to go in the water. How different, though, this time of year is in the tropical north. Barma Daly lives in Cairns in Queensland, and here's her seasonal story, Mango Madness.
Does Cairns in the tropical north have seasons, I wonder? The locals mention a winter of sorts, possibly from July till September, which could be described as a winter of discontent. Just as the old suitcase of cashmere shawls, tracksuits and jumpers, given as presents by friends in colder climes, is dragged from the linen cupboard and dusted off, the wintry nights vanish like the ghost of Christmas past. This balmy tropical winter quickly becomes an unreal past, replaced instead by invasive humid summer nights, a struggle with demon cotton sheets, oppressive and snake-like. Escapist dreams of winter landscapes and snow soothe disturbed sleep. Here, locals go limp in the sudden heat that descends like a nuclear blast. Beads of sweat accumulate on skin, glistening with sunscreen lotion, insect repellent, and deodorant. These measures fail to temper the humid, musty smell of humans, like wet dogs encased in a small car. In the most unbearable summer months, November to January, water is worshipped like a god. A constant ant trail of humans wends its way to any water it can find, rivers, creeks, and the ocean. It's a futile escape from relentless sun, sky, and humidity that envelop the body, the senses, and the dull ache in the head. Dogs lie spread-eagled on the lawn, too hot to bother barking at wallabies feeding on the overripe mangoes lying rotting on burnt grass. The cat sleeps on the tiled floor of the bathroom, oblivious to the tempting bird calls, shrill violin music of cicadas, crickets, and other huntable things. In the humidity of summer, you cannot languish in a deck chair in the tropical north and enjoy a long, tall glass of juice saturated with ice cubes, as the advertisements would have you believe. Why? The curse of the summer god is that 1,000 native bees are immediately attracted to the drink in order to drown themselves. And biting insects like those prophesied in theological scripts zoom in on areas of flesh unprotected by insect repellent, eyes, nose, lips, mouth, and sensitive body parts exposed by featherweight cottons. They pierce the skin, draw blood, and create swollen hives that tingle, itch, and defy all resolve not to scratch. Expletives become the only way to express anger at the summer god and his entourage of insects, noise, and chaos. Could he be El Niño? But just when the oppressive sweetness of mangoes and the raucous music of cockatoos and lorikeets signal a descent into utter madness, the weather changes. A cool breeze rustles through the dry fronds of palms, caressing the skin like a tender, long-lost lover. The cicadas thrill to a different melody, and the croaking frogs promise the arrival of the rain god.
Ah, summer in the tropics. Barma Daly in Cairns with her story, Mango Madness. And that gorgeous sound design by Judy Rapley, produced by Gretchen Miller.